Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, we're going to be reading first today from the Playboy Advisor column. Whenever my husband gets his chainsaw out, I get excited as an undersex teenager. I love the smell of fresh cut wood mixed with gas and oil. Add that to my husband's smell and it's on. I wish you could find a candle that smells like that. I asked my husband to ravage me in the sawdust, but he thinks I'm joking. Does this make me a freak? GV, St. Louis, Missouri. No, but it makes you a bad candidate to be a lumberjack. We guess you aren't turned on as much by the sawdust as you are by the heat, power, and danger involved in making sawdust. That's why we expect you'd be disappointed having sex in the stuff. Hay and sand are overrated too. You can buy a sawdust scented candle for your bedroom that might prove to be a suitable substitute. Visit hotwicks.com, which also sells candles and smells like bacon, leather, and beer. But for the real thing, you'll have to make the first move and show him you aren't kidding after he's turned off the saw. Do that for us. The risk is that once he realizes how this affects you, there won't be any trees standing for miles. About 35 years ago, a girlfriend introduced me to a fragrance called Sandalwood by Alexander Shields. I visited Shields Men's Store in New York a few times, and even met him, a tall, thin, dignified, older gentleman. After his store closed, I bought the cologne from him and through the mail. Then suddenly it was no longer available. Can it be purchased anywhere? I still have a few precious drops. Would you sacrifice one of those drops for the good of mankind? If you can't find a discontinued cologne on eBay, you have the scent recreated by scent makers of Beverly Hills. It's a long list of discontinued products that's already revived. The list doesn't yet include sandalwood, but if you provide a sample and describe the scent, the firm will do its best to match it. It can do this because even though the name, that bottle design and process and formula or perfume or trademark, the scent itself cannot be. I found my dad looking for people into bondage and group sex and domination. If he were single, I would be forgiving, but he's still married to my mom. I want to bust him, but I'm unsure of how to proceed. Is there a delicate way to handle this without my mother getting hurt? Is there a way to catch my dad in the act that it won't end their marriage? I've suspected this for years, but now I have evidence. Evidence of what? We understand your disappointment, but for all you know, your mother is aware of the ads and your father's taste for adventure and perhaps even enjoys the lifestyle herself. Even if that's not the case, the fact that you've been suspicious for years likely means she already knows. If you want to make your mother feel better, tell your dad what you've seen. You don't know enough to accuse him of cheating. Only that he advertises on some kinky site you visit. Maybe they'll offer a family discount. After years of reaching climax while exercising, only this week did I come across a term for it, caregasm. I remember having to drop to the floor while doing a flex arm hang in elementary school. I started to have an orgasm. The next time I thought about it, I was wanting to pee my pants. It's the only time I ever became sexually active. then I realized what was happening. Once I understood, I began to end in my workouts with a hanging leg raise as a treat. How and why does this happen? Is it common? Unfortunately, engaging the core muscles is the only way I can get off, even during oral sex. I have to flex and hold my extended time on a clitoral stimulation. Clitoral stimulation is useless and annoying. It doesn't seem fair that I could climax in the gym, but not with my partner. If kergasms were common, a third of Americans wouldn't be obese. Although it's clear that what triggers your exercise-induced sexual arousal or climax, you are far from alone. Alfred Kinsey noted that in 1953, and more recently, research at Indiana University needed only 5 weeks to find 370 women who had experienced it. Their study, published in March, included 124 women who experienced orgasms by exercise, and 246 who had become aroused short of climax. The most common exercises are crunches, followed by weightlifting, yoga, bike spinning, running, and hiking and walking. Most women mentioned that something similar to your treat, commonly called the captain's chair, which you hold the handles while bending your knees and lift your feet. No one is sure what triggers an orgasm at the gym, but it's not unusual for women to need to tense and even have men hold their breath, reach climax during sex. It's just a muscle tension as part of an orgasm. It's just usually involuntary, and it's probably designed to increase blood flow to the genitals. We say that's what we say is a rush. If you tense up but don't come, relax and enjoy the sounds of swirling fingers on which your lube clit and third finger and vibe on your lube clit until you're ready for another approach. I had a party at my house, and one of my friends brought his new girlfriend, who is gorgeous. I served her a beer and a glass. When she finished, I noticed lipstick had left the outline of her lower lip on the glass. As soon as everyone left, I began to masturbate while fantasizing about her. When I put her lip against the head of my penis, I immediately came into the glass. In my mind, her lips touched my cock. I repeated this routine for the next month. Sometimes got hard just staring at the glass. Is this behavior abnormal? And if so, what should I do? NG, Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. Your reaction doesn't surprise us, and we guess it doesn't surprise many male readers either. Just talking to you, an attractive woman can bring a fantasy that demands release. So imagine what happens when you press your lips pressed against something and that you can later press against might do. We are concerned, however, that this returning too often to the well. It's the last call. Wash that glass before someone finds it under your bed, and remind us to drink from beer from a bottle in your house. I was talking to my girlfriend in Rome with my family. I'm taking my girlfriend to Rome with my family. She invited her best girlfriend, with whom she enjoyed an extremely pleasurable threesome about a year ago. A friend who now has a boyfriend asked to share a room with us during the trip. Is this appropriate? If so, should we refrain from having sex when she's there, even if it does even if she doesn't participate. You should have sex while she's in the room, only if she's in the sex. Otherwise, temptation for something she doesn't have permission to do. Sharing a room is probably unwise because you'll be in a world away from home, drinking and relaxed, and you would bet another menage a trois occurs if your friend stays in a different room. If your boyfriend isn't cool with that, it's a shame to assist in making him a cockold, but we're torn. Although we have high standards regarding deception, we have regrettably low ones when it comes to turning down threesomes. Father left me a valuable ring with the understanding that it would be passed on to my son and then his son, etc., to keep it in the family name. However, my son has only a daughter. Since money is tight, is it unreasonable for me to sell the ring and split the funds with myself and my children? It's your ring. It's yours to sell, and the proceeds are yours to distribute as you see fit. Your father would understand. If you find another way, and it does pass on to your son, we see no reason for your granddaughters couldn't inherit it. She also has a family name. Water break. Go, I dated a woman who loved giving head and said she could tell what I had eaten by the flavor of my cum. She insisted on dipsticking her pussy with her finger after we fucked and analyzing that. Her accuracy was uncanny. I thought it strange at the time, but never questioned it. My need to nut was superseded by my need to know. I was just wondering if there's any basis in science. Why not sample it yourself after a meal of pineapple and asparagus? Many women have written over the years to assure us that they have amazing powers of seminal detection. In fact, scientists have found some people are super tasters, which might explain it, but we suspect for most people, semen tastes like semen. We're often pitched products that purport to resolve the problem of ejaculate, but we've yet to hear one from a man whose life has changed as a result. The latest are oral strips designed to hide the taste of semen, which we find a bit discouraging. Ejaculate is not something to savor, perhaps, but it's part of the modus operandi. Love us, love our semen. Plus, any guy who paused to use that product that would mask the taste of his partner before he went down on her would get smacked. Well, game at the sports bar and went to the restroom. There were three urinals, two on the wall of televisions overhead, and a third opposite and no TV. A guy was at one of the two TV urinals, which had no divider. You know, you're supposed to leave a urinal buffer. But the commercial was ending, and I didn't want to miss any of the game. So in that situation, I ignored the buffer rule. Michael Sykes, who in 1995 founded the National Center for Bathroom Etiquette, tells us the buffer rule is suspended during live or televised sporting events. I'm a gay man who's had crushes on straight friends before, but I'm hung up on one guy in particular. We're growing close, and he deserves my honesty. How do I approach the subject without blurting out, I love you? If I reveal this, will the friendship be possible? Hard to say. Tell him you find him attractive. He's a big boy. He can handle it. In June, a reader wrote to express his disappointment that he has only 1 month and it so should suck only after his wife's nipples at one of his wife's nipples at a time. If your partner's on the rag and her side next to you, and our side next to you, you can push her breast together and up with both nipples in your mouth. It drives my girlfriend crazy. And she's 40F. So if you've been mismanaged this on women with smaller breasts, thanks for the tip, but we have to believe that most women would be thinking as their boobs were crushed together, what is this in this for me? Changing a diaper when visiting someone's home. I walked into the home office to find my sister-in-law changing her niece's diaper on top of my desk. I looked up in surprise and she said, "It's okay to change here." "Is it okay to change here? It's just a wet one." We're familiar with the rule of changing diapers only on adult babies, part of the job. Although that was a terrible place for her to do a pit stop. Her sister-in-law knew it, but her parents work in a 30-second, but parents work in 30-second burst on getting caught. Your response might have been, "Do you need some help? Let me find you a better place to change her." This happened to me only once, and I'm wondering if I imagined it. While I was having sex with a girlfriend, we both reached climax at the same time, and it felt as though her cervix reached out and enveloped the head of my penis and sucked in on quick stroke. I was shocked. Has anything like this ever been documented? It has now. During climax, a woman's pelvic floor, vaginal muscles contract, the uterus and also contracts rhythmically, which some scientists hypothesize creates an in-suck effect that ostensibly pulls in sperm. What you felt may have been the jaws of life. My wife and I are on the brink of divorce. During the week, she rarely arrives home before 6 p.m., and then she hits the computer to log on to Facebook. If we watch a movie, she's busy texting, and at dinner, she does the same thing. When I complain, she says I have to share her, and I'm being possessive. All I want is for her to want to be with me. What should I do? Your marriage has a communication problem. Your wife is communicating with everyone but you. Don't underestimate the power of social media to fuck with your marriage. A survey of 5,000 divorce petitions in the UK found a third mentioned Facebook. Tell your wife to understand your need for share her, but you miss her. Suggest she at least agree to a screen-free dinner, no computer, phone, or TV. This way, this may sound counterintuitive, but if you haven't already, friend her on Facebook. Let's hope she accepts. Mean to say that you should talk with your wife through an internet, but she's sharing her life there. Like any friend, post comments, encouragement, quips, and at the same time, what you learn about her may surprise you. Like any good conversationalist, you can use this information to ask questions in a way that gets her to put her phone down. Good luck. One more note. Let's see what we got over here. How Apple Rules America. Corporations rule beyond, rule by being above and beyond the laws that govern the rest of us. Apple Inc. has become a symbol of what remains of the great about American capitalism, a technological dynamo that, through the ingenuity of its visionary founders, has changed the way we live. But the tech revolution has coincided with another one, a new model of political economy in which corporate profits reach all-time highs while wages stagnate and inequality increases. Apple, it turns out, is a pretty good symbol of that revolution as well. Conditions at the Foxconn in Shenzhen, China, that manufacture Apple products have been notoriously poor. Workers there complained to outside auditors that routine 60-hour work weeks, dangerous working environments with more than 700 industrial accidents recorded at Shenzhen, and low wages. How low were those wages? According to an April analysis by Isaac Shapiro, the Economist policy, 95,000 Foxconn workers who made Apple products likely received about $441 million in total last year, or about $4,600 each. That total is about the same amount Apple paid 9-member executives of the board in 2011. Of course, even on the board, the gains were uneven, with $376 million going to the new CEO, Tim Cook, in a one-time stock grant. But don't feel bad for the other board members. This year, six have received nearly $60 million each grants and other tax. And another has thus far made do with $45 million. Perhaps the gigantic stock options are why Apple is screwing over not only a Chinese workforce, but, let's be the next page, but American workers as well. Apple cultivates an image of its retail employees as geniuses, but according to the New York Times report, it pays them only slightly better than village idiots, making about $25,000 a year or $12 an hour. That is now changing, with Apple surely coincidentally announcing just days before the Times story was to appear that it would raise the salary of more employees by 25%. Even with a pay hike, the wages of the geniuses will only be slightly above the 20th percentile of college graduates. Apple's indifference, as well as to the well-being of its American employees, should be no surprise, given that the contempt it shows for its countrymen while avoiding billions in taxes each year. As reported by the New York Times, the company has avoided tax-paying, cash-starved California millions and opening a front office in Nevada. Apple's also a pioneer in finding ways to funnel 70% of its profits through countries with lower tax rates, including Ireland, Luxembourg, and the Virgin Islands. That meant Apple had an effective tax rate of under 10% in 2011, less than the 24% tax paid by Walmart. Let's see what else we got here. Reader response. Gay marriage. I'm commenting on a letter in a June issue, you smugly pronounced, supporting the same-sex marriage became middle of the road about 5 years ago. By what measure do you pompously judge something like middle of the road? The way things are going, the sexual revolution, Playboy reminds me of us ad nauseum. It started with women. It started some decades ago. It won't be long before bigamy is proclaimed legal and the insane liberal court system approves marriages between people and their dogs. And you'll be able to marry your own mother. Civilization will collapse, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Arena argues in June that gay marriage is a mockery of the natural law. In fact, homosexual behavior has been observed in more than 1,500 species. And Oslo's Natural Museum, Natural History Museum, created an entire exhibit devoted to gay animals. Another reader in the same issue quotes Stephen Colbert as saying, "Facts tend to have a liberal bias." Amen to that. Well, I guess that's our show for today. A little bit early, but we'll see you next time. Have a great day, great night, wherever you are. Know what I'm fixing to say? Bye.